Forever! Dog!
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow. Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that
culture? Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
And now, to welcome Broadway to Los Angeles, please welcome Las Culturistas.
Fading on a girl with a hunger for fame and a face and a name to remember. The past fades away because as of this day, Norma Jean's gone. She's moving on.
I know it's really happening.
Her smile and your fantasies play a duet. Hey, bitch, that will make you forget where you are. The music starts playing. It's all here in my heart saying, let me be your star.
Flashback to a girl.
Bowen, yeah.
With a song in her heart. Matt Rogers.
No.
She's waiting to start the adventure.
Give it up for Smash.
The fire and drive that make dreams come alive. They fill her soul. She's in control.
Come on!
The drama, the laughter, the tears, just like pearls. Well, they're all in this girl's repertoire. It's all for the taking, and its magic will be making. Let me be your star.
The price she'll have to pay.
She'll have to pay.
Today. She'll do all she can for the love of one man and for millions who love from afar. I'm what you've been needing. It's all here and my heart's bleeding. Let me be your star.
Oh my God. Can
We're
you
so glad you're doing all right. Whose first Broadway experience was that?
Some hands. Wow, everyone, welcome to Las Culturistas Live. I don't think so, honey.
Mm-mm.
Give it up if you listen to the podcast.
Do you listen
baby?
To the podcast?
Yes. Okay, cool.
And give it up if you don't know what the fuck that was or this is.
Welcome. Welcome, y'all.
We hope you still enjoyed it.
Wow, this is fun.
This is very fun.
Cool.
We're very much New York people. There are a lot of differences between Los Angeles and New York.
Yes, the Lyft drivers are all very chatty.
Oh my God. They want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I heard all about someone's uncle who moved to the South, and I was like, oh my God. I'm like half in this conversation, and but I know all about his life.
Right.
But there's nothing I could do about it.
I don't know. You guys don't have in LA are city MDs.
Mm.
So clap if you know what city MD is in New York. Great.
Do they not have that in Los Angeles?
I don't think it's like city MD. Well, you know, I don't know if it's New York specific, but city MD, for those of you who don't know, is a fast casual painkiller restaurant. And they have a chain of it in New York. It's fun.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm noticing right now?
What?
It is so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Under these lights.
Is it hot out there?
Is it hot? Good, bitch. Okay. All right, remove layers of clothing. I can't, although I was really very concerned about sweating through my new white button down, and now I guess I can just like commit to sweating, right?
Sure. Yikes.
Okay, so we should say something.
Yeah.
We created a new catchphrase.
Matt,
So, you know how people usually say yes?
You guys familiar?
You guys familiar with some, you know, the yes and the opposite of that is no?
Right.
All right, so now, instead of yes, everyone says yex.
With an X.
And then if you want to get real funky and dangerous with it, you can say yex of corks.
Yeah. Yex of corks.
That's a fun thing for you guys if you want to try
yes?
it.
Why yex of corks?
Yex of corks.
I don't know, try it. Like, you know, Yas has sort of run its course.
No,
so.
Yas is done.
So we just now thought we'd bring yikes. Something new in. Yex.
Hit
of
the E and hit the X.
I don't know. We're just, you guys, just to be totally transparent, we're trying to make the most out of our time in LA. We're trying to create culture. Do you know what I'm saying? We're trying to put stuff into the zeitgeist. Like Matt wrote a new Pride anthem that I think really has legs.
Who did stuff for Pride this weekend?
Yeah, who did stuff? Cool.
We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We were supposed to like go to the parade, but then we ended up in a coffee shop like fighting with them because they wouldn't get us our order, and also they had no Wi-Fi. And where did we end up? Like,
okay, so we started at Go Get 'Em Tiger, lovely place. Yaks, of course.
Yaks, of course. We know that, yaks, of course.
Lovely place. They did not have Wi-Fi. They got my order wrong. I don't know, you guys. It's y'all. It's not like.
He just said y'all instead of you guys because we're trying to eliminate you guys.
You guys is canceled. We're being
inclusive.
You guys
inclusive, is canceled. Now we say y'all.
So anyway, but then we went to Cafe Vita.
Yes, it
of course.
Does. It does deserve applause.
Yeah.
Growth deserves applause.
Sure. We went to Cafe Vita. We worked on some writing.
Yeah.
It was really boring.
But we did take in some culture while we were here. We went to go see Ocean's 8.
Yes. Yes.
We liked it. Very much.
Very much. We're watching the lines pour outside the Vista for Hereditary. That's fun. But Matt, I think you should share with everyone your Pride anthem.
Oh, do you want to know the new gay anthem?
Yeah.
Okay, so who is on a text chain with their friends? Who feels that sometimes they can read from their friends that they're being passive aggressive? Okay, so I feel like that happens a lot during Pride, which is supposed to be like a weekend for all of us to get together and have fun. Right. But it's really a weekend where we can all get together and be mean to each other.
Yes.
And so I wrote a little bit of a song based on my own experience. Can everyone just go like...
Okay,
yes. Right. Get real gay in your foot. Be a bitch to your friends. Be a bitch to your friends this Pride. Alienate all your closest friends by being a bitch to them. Oh, shake your bitchy ass. Hey, shake your bitchy face. Hey, shake your bitchy dick. Hey, shake it all around. Hey, be a bitch to your friends this Pride.
Wow.
So there we go.
There's truth to it. That's why it resonates.
There's a lot of truth there.
Yeah. Well, we just thought we'd share
Did
that.
Anyone film it?
No one?
I don't want to do it again, okay, but no. I just, yeah, if anyone filmed it, they could post it.
Wow. Look, I mean...
It has viral potential, is all I'm saying.
Right.
It did okay this weekend.
It did okay. It hit 10K on Twitter.
No, well, I'm not bragging.
Which is,
I'm sitting next to someone who got, like, almost a million hits on their Tyra Banks lip sync.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that Tyra responded? She was like, I mean, .. genius.
Yeah, and then she probably went on to like.
If she would have searched us at all.
Destroy a young woman's soul after that. Like,
if she would have searched us at all, she would see that we are vicious to her. We write America's Next Top Model recaps for Vulture, and it's every like thesis of every recap is Tyra Banks is a bad, soulless person.
She needs to be stopped. She's ruined the lives of countless young women. And
but.
I think come October, like, we're gonna be like, oh, it's the 1 year anniversary of Harvey. We need like a new enemy, Tyra.
Tyra's a contender.
Yeah.
She's a contender for next on the list.
So, you know, we could turn this into an I Don't Think So, Honey. Who here is familiar with what an I Don't Think So, Honey is?
Yeah.
Great.
So an I Don't Think So, Honey is a segment. By the way, thank you guys so much for coming. This is really
oh
cool.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, thank you so much. Cool. So I Don't Think So, Honey is a segment on our podcast where we take 1 minute to rail against something in culture that we just don't like. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about it for 1 minute hard.
Yeah. For those of you who are unfamiliar, we will, Matt and I will exemplify what an I Don't Think So, Honey is ourselves before we bring in our fantastic guest. So
yeah.
Matt, is it time, do you think?
I think it's time, but before we do this, I just want to introduce the Troll Bowl to you. So I'm going to introduce or intro what it is to do a prepared I Don't Think So, Honey. And then Bowen is going to pick from the Troll Bowl. And this is a bunch of topics that are pretty difficult to go negative on.
Yeah.
But we've put them in here. And brave souls that choose to pick from the Troll Bowl must go negative on these things for 1 minute.
So past items in the Troll Bowl have included Princess Diana.
Julie Andrews.
David Bowie.
Yeah, you know.
The Sasha and Malia. Things.
And you're probably asking, like, does it matter if they're children or, like, dead?
No.
It doesn't.
You, if our performers select from the Troll Bowl, they must go negative.
You must.
You cannot do I've done the cop out thing where I think one time I drew Sarah Paulson, and I crafted my I Don't Think So. I framed it as a we.
Yeah.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Sarah, you should be working more.
No, he was like, you're one of our finest actresses.
No.
And I was like, that's not,
that's
I don't
not,
think so,
that's
honey.
Not, I don't think so, honey. So you have to go negative, full stop, full brunt.
You will see what that is in just a second.
First, I think, let's bring up my co-host, my best friend, Matt Rodgers, for an I Don't Think So, Honey. Give it up for Matt. So,
okay,
Matt.
I prepared a Neil Patrick Harris topic for weeks. Or like days. And now I have this one to do right now.
This is Matt Rodgers' I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, everyone who's trying to get me to see Hereditary. I do not like scary movies. And I don't like scary, and then don't tell me there's no jump scares, it's not scary. Every review has said it is the scariest movie of all time. If I want to see Toni Collette slay, I will watch Connie and Carla. And if you haven't seen Connie and Carla, I don't think so, honey. Also, I just want to tell you, I have watched horror movies. It's called The Sixth Sense, and I did support Toni Collette. I just happened to watch only one scene in that movie, and of course that scene was, I want to make my mother proud. So do not tell me that I don't support Toni Collette. Also, if you make the mistake, bitch, of asking me to come see Hereditary with you, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I lose control over my limbs when I get scared, and you'll get punched in your fucking stupid face. I do like to go to haunted houses, because if something's scary, I can run away. But in a movie theater, I can't move, so I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute!
Yeah.
Great.
That felt good.
That was good. That felt good. That was good. Okay, my turn. Wow.
And now it's Bowen Yang. All right.
And I am going to be exemplifying a Troll Bowl draw.
Yes, so what will happen is our I Don't Think So Honeyers will come up to the stage and we'll say, would give a pre-selected topic or a Troll Bowl? And yep. Bowen has selected the Troll Bowl, and now here we go.
Oh, my God.
Bowen Yang.
Do you have the timer ready? Okay. Good.
Yes, I do. Okay. I can't believe what I just picked out. This is fucking insane. Bowen Yang, your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is Sandra Oh. And your time... One of his favorite people in the world. One of his favorite people in the world. This is going to be really sad to watch. And your time starts right now.
I don't think so, honey. Sandra Oh, how dare you play Evelyn Lau, a Chinese person. I cannot do this. Oh, my God. This fucking sucks. Sandra Oh, God, fuck you for leaving Grey's Anatomy. Because you know why? Unwatchable after you left.
You're for you.
This is exactly what you can't do.
For you to leave the show with the line, "He's not the son, you are," is truly wild. I mean, it was the precursor to This Is Us. The reason why we have This
seconds.
Is Us was because Sandra Oh was fucking cloying as hell on Grey's Anatomy. Fuck you, Sandra Oh. How dare you? You may be Meryl level, but I don't think.
Fuck you. You can't
you
do that.
You should be. I don't think you
15
should be.
15 seconds.
Fuck you, Sandra Oh, for taking this long to get a role like
Drag
Eve Pilastri on Killing Eve. Co-starring Kirby
Halabatis. 5 seconds.
We'll see later.
Oh, my God.
Wow, Sandra Oh, you bitch. I fucking hate you.
That's
you
one,
suck.
Man.
Unreal.
I can't believe. And
that was, not being hyperbolic, the hardest thing I've ever done.
That was excruciating to watch.
Oh my God, do you know what, do you guys want to know something? In order for me to pass in middle school, people would ask, well, who was your celebrity crush? I would go, Sandra Oh. And under the Tuscan sun, she plays a lesbian, and that's hot. Disgusting.
You know who I used to say? This is so fucking stupid. I used to say Christiana Loken. Does anyone know who Christiana Loken
Christiana.
Is? She played the Terminatrix in like that shitty eighth Terminator sequel. And my Spanish teacher was like, how do you know who that is? Who is that? And I was like, I don't know. I saw her on a website. And my Spanish teacher, Senorita Ford, looked at me like I was the scum of the earth because I was in that moment.
Wow. I mean,
said, I don't know. That's what Long Island does to you.
Is it cranks out Spanish teachers named Senorita
Ford.
Guys, who's ready to see some I Don't Think So Honeys from our guest? Yes, come on.
Okay,
oh my God.
Here's how it's going to go. We're going to bring out five groups of five, then we're going to have an intermission, and then you're going to see the second five group of five. Are you guys ready? Woo! All right, this first group, and all the groups have names, this first group is called
I Bloom. Please welcome to the stage, Ray Sadi!
Yes, I haven't seen you yet!
Hi! Welcome to the stage, Allison Rich!
Welcome to the stage, Jeremy Byler!
And give it up for Andrew Law!
And please give it up! Oh my God, they brought these out for us. It's that bad, isn't it? Please give it up for Darcy Carden!
Oh my God. All right, we're gonna be asking all of our performers as they take the mic, will they be doing a prepared I Don't Think So Honey or draw from the troll bowl? First up is Ray Sandy.
Yes, Ray!
Hi, Ray
has competed in Culture War and I Don't Think So Honey. She is a veteran I Don't Think
She's
So Honey. What are we thinking?
I thought I was gonna do troll bowl, but I saw a boy on the way here.
Okay.
And so I'm gonna.
All
this
right.
is the spur of the moment. I don't
Here
think
we
so,
go.
Honey. This is Ray Sandy's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Wiggas. You know who I'm talking about. The white boy in the room who wanna act like he ain't the white boy in the room. You know what I'm talking about. Channing Tatum.
Yo.
Chet Hayes. I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. I do think so. I used to love them. I love a wigga. I do. I do. The issue is that I'm trying to give you up, but you keep showing up.
30 seconds.
Stop. Stop. Please. 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 I tried to quit y'all because it's Trump era. You don't know what you're going to get. You go home to some dude's house. His mama calls you a nigga for real. And then you don't know what to do. So I try to give you up. And then I
seconds.
Watch Claws and Roller showed up. And now I don't know what to do. Leave me alone!
5 seconds.
Bring it home.
No wiggers. No.
And that's what
one minute.
Ray Sadi.
Welcome, Allison Rich.
Allison
Take that
Rich,
jacket
here
off.
We go.
Allison.
Oh
Hi, my
guys.
God. Hello.
Hello.
And
Whoa.
Allison Rich, what are we thinking? Are we thinking we're diving into the troll bowl or do we have a pre-selected topic?
We're gonna troll bowl.
Oh, baby! Oh, I
troll
love
bowl
it.
Early and
we're
often.
We're getting real hot, real early.
I'm ready to
okay,
be mad at
girl.
Nothing.
Your I Don't Think So Honey topic, Allison Rich, is
Terry Hatcher.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey, Terry Hatcher, aka TV's Lois Lane.
Woo!
Okay, do you know you went on want to do Desperate Housewives and have a totally fine career. Meanwhile, Dean Cain is slinging couches and rifles, last I checked.
Yes!
Oh, no, Dean.
Respect Dean Cain.
Yes. She's aging pretty well. And Dean Cain is over there blowing up.
Oh.
He is packing on the pounds, and I think he was one of our most beautiful Supermen. Yes.
30 seconds.
Let's see. Terry Hatcher. You're kind of like a young Cruella De Vil. I hate that. It's not about looks. You're a fine actress, and you probably have so much money.
15 seconds.
Let's see. Your name rhymes with Carrie Patcher.
Five seconds, come
I'm
hard.
I'm going to go back to that Cruella De Vil thing. You look like a young Cruella De Vil. Thank you so
and
much.
And that's 1 minute. Carrie Hatcher, you young Cruella De Vil.
Allison Rich, everybody. It's the vibe. The vibe is Cruella.
The
Jeremy
vibe is Cruella. She has a Cruella De Vil. And here's Jeremy Byler.
Everybody,
now,
Jeremy.
Talk to us.
I've pre-selected mine, also wonderful. Inspired by the ride here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Interesting. This is Jeremy Byler's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. Sexy motorcycle hunks. Weaving in and out of traffic. Honey, you are the dream of your parents.
Yes.
Okay? Honey, this world needs you. You have gifts to share. Don't drive like this, honey. I know there's a lot of traffic. I know you're late for Equinox or whatever. Or like running front of house at a Greek restaurant. Whatever you do, whatever you do. But honey, I need you to take a deep ass breath. I need you to look into that little rear view mirror and say to that face, I value you.
15 seconds.
You will not die today. And honey, I need you to say, there is simply not enough clearance in this situation.
5 seconds.
You are playing with inches here, honey. I Don't Think So, hunty.
And that's 1 minute from Jeremy Byler.
Value your life, at least for your parents'
Come
sake,
on.
You motorcycle hunks.
That's gorgeous. I got emotional.
Here we go. It's time for Andrew Law. Oh my gosh.
Andrew, what's it going to be?
What are you thinking?
Pre-selected.
Pre-selected.
God bless you. And this is Andrew Law's I Don't Think So, Honey's time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the kerning on Kendrick Lamar's damn album.
Oh, no!
Okay, for those of you who don't know what kerning is,
letter spacing.
It is the spacing between letters, bitch, and the D and the A are too close together. Listen, am I listening to Damn by Kendrick Lamar or Damn by Kendrick Lamar? I can't tell because it's a serif font and it's hard to read.
30 seconds.
We love times, okay? We love times. We love a plain spoken font, but maybe not for an album cover. Give me Ariel. Give me Garamond. Give me an ironic use of papyrus.
God.
But why?
Oh
why times
15 seconds.
In red, kerned like that? And then, okay, on the merch, it's not. Not damn. It's damn. There's a larger space between the D and the A. Okay, just give me damn. I just want damn.
And that's 1 minute from Andrew
just want damn, damn.
Oh my God. Typography expert
Andrew Law. Damn. And now, to close out this group of I Bloom, please welcome Darcy Carden.
Darcy!
We salute you, bitch.
Darcy, what's it gonna be? I think I know.
Yex!
Yex of Quirks!
Yex of Quirks, I'm gonna do pre-select.
Pre-selection of Quirks, you are!
This is Darcy Carden's I Don't Think So, Honey. Your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. The fact that this show right now is being recorded into podcast form. I Don't Think So. Thank you so much, Bo and Yang, but I actually don't. Think so. I don't think I'm gonna talk shit about someone or something and then have somebody driving to work on whatever fucking day this podcast comes out and have them hear me talking shit about someone and that's
30 seconds.
Forever. I don't think so, but honestly, Matt Rogers, thank you so much, honey. Here's the thing, if you wanna hear which actresses' Instagram stories I hate watch every fucking day.
15 seconds.
You can buy me a drink. But guess what? Guess what, bitch? If you buy me a drink, I'm probably not going to take it because I don't know you.
5 seconds! 5 seconds!
I pretty much only talk shit with my sister and my husband and my friend, Jen.
That's 1 minute! Thank God!
And that's Darcy Carden, everybody! Oh, God bless.
Oh, my God.
Give it up for our next group. They are called Tonight, It's Just Family.
Give Please it up. Give it up for Sudi Green!
Ah! Give it up for Fran Gillespie!
Give it up for our sister, Dave Mizzoni.
And give it up for fashion icon, Greta Titelman.
And brace for impact, honey. It's Tim Murray.
Tim, baby.
Yes, looks. Okay. So here we go. Tonight, it's just family. And we have to start out with Miss Sudi Green.
Sudi.
Sudi, are we doing a pre-selected topic or are we diving into the troll bowl?
We are doing pre-select, baby.
Okay. This is Sudi Green's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Dogs and the people who love them. Okay? You have to go home early to take care of your dog. Bitch, I feel bad for you. Get a baby. Okay? You have to spend money on doggy daycare and medical appointments. Bitch, get a baby. Okay? You have something that you love, but every time you talk about it to me, you're complaining. Bitch, get a baby. Okay? Dogs don't love you. They love you because you feed them, okay? They're
30
stupid.
Seconds.
Saddam Hussein's dogs loved him. Okay? They don't fucking know. Fur babies, listen to yourself and then kill yourself and then get a fucking baby.
15 seconds.
And also the worst fucking thing of this all is that I could call every woman in here a bitch and a cunt and it would be less controversial than me saying, fuck you, dogs.
5 seconds.
Okay, so I don't think so, honey. I'm Persian. We don't have dogs. We have rugs. I don't think so,
and
honey.
And that's 1 minute!
She said she was going to make enemies.
And she has made them.
And she
them.
Did. And now, Fran Gillespie!
Fran.
What will we do? A pre-selected topic?
Troll ball, yeah! Baby.
God. Okay, I pick a good one. Here we go. Okay, Fran Gillespie, your I Don't Think So, Honey topic is Hillary Duff. Oh,
and your time starts now.
I don't think so, Hillary Duff. I'm going to say things that Darcy now has made me feel self-conscious about saying, but... Okay, you're pregnant with another kid. I don't give a fuck. Who is the boyfriend or husband? Also, no one cares. The first husband, Mike Comrie, the hockey player, no one gives a fuck.
Wow, yeah. So,
but you're killing it on Younger. Nobody
seconds.
Watches it. She got a sister, Haley. Nobody cares about. She's trotting the line of what am I doing and who cares and why. She's been around forever.
15 seconds.
Don't know what she's been up to. A constant paycheck, but yet a question mark remains.
5 seconds.
Is there the longevity of Hillary Duff? But she's a woman that's getting work, and that's good.
And that's 1 minute!
And that's 1 minute!
What a good button.
We
Great
celebrate
button.
Her.
Fran
we
ultimately
say, I don't
celebrates.
Think so, honey, but we celebrate her.
We celebrate. And now we celebrate Dave Mizzoni, everybody.
Brilliant.
Dave!
Dave Mizzoni, yes, put those bitchy glasses
yes.
on.
Do I look mean?
Stupid bitch.
Dua Lipa.
He's so mean.
Can I have a dessert menu?
Welcome to the stage, Dua Lipa. Dave,
Dua
what's
Lipa
it gonna be?
Is with us. All right, Dave, are we going to do a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I have a pre-selected topic.
Okay.
Okay, bitch.
This is Dave Mizzoni's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Westworld right now. Can I just say something? It is incredible. I have watched every single episode of this show, and I have no idea where we are at. The other day I was eating some mac and cheese while watching. Mm, I went down in for a bite. They were on horseback. I came up. We were in mid-century China. I don't understand. I'm very dumb. And I watch this show because I don't want to think. I just want to see corsets and butts.
Yes.
So please, give me a recap that's worthwhile. Why don't you take half the money you spend on building an animatronic buffalo...
15 seconds.
...and put it towards a really amazing recap, okay? I've been watching Claws with Niecy Nash, and I am fully caught up, bitch. It is lit. And you know why?
5 seconds.
Because they got a recap, bitch. I am done with you, Westworld. I am too slow for this and way too high.
And that's 1 minute. I agree. I'm too fucking high for
Thank
Westworld
you for speaking
all the
truth
time.
To power.
Thank you, Dave. That's what really needs to hear. And now, everyone, give it the fuck up for Greta Titelman.
Gag for the look. Gag for the look.
The pants or the shoes.
Gag for the look. Greta, take it. Oh, yes. Spin, twirl, honey. Greta, what's it going to be?
I've really been debating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I should do the bowl.
There's
wow.
No, there's no
what do you guys think?
But I also have a pre-selected, and I want to get a bowl, my pre-selected or bowl.
You're going to get bowl anytime you ask.
Anytime you ask, they're going to... I don't know. This is a tough one.
My pre-selected is about someone that told me to get that nut.
This is Greta Titelman's I Don't Think So, okay. Honey. And her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Tristan Thompson. Fake name, not actually him. Telling me to get that nut. When we were making out as freshmen in college.
Ew. No, wrong.
You know what doesn't make me get that nut, Tristan? Rubbing my clit mediocre over a pair of Levi's that are cutoffs on a hot summer's day in Tucson, Arizona. You know what else doesn't make me get that nut?
30 seconds.
The fact that you can't grow fucking facial hair and we're raised evangelical in Southern California. You know what else doesn't make me get that nut? The fact that your dick is nowhere near my body and you are making out with me with a sloppy tongue that's gouging to the back of my throat, but lucky for you, I don't have a gag reflex.
15 seconds.
I'm so sick of anyone telling me to get that nut because I don't think so, honey. I'm not
Five.
Getting that nut from your tongue in my mouth. Put it on my pussy, bitch.
That's 1 minute. Greta Titelman.
Greta, she knows what she wants.
Now we all know how to get that nut.
Ooh, baby.
A different way.
And finally, please welcome stunt queen, Tim Murray.
We're going to find out what Sasha Velour has done to drag right now.
I had a full bubble wrap dress reveal, but it's too fucking hot.
No!
This is what you're getting. You've been robbed.
Honestly, come to a colder show and you'll see Tim's reveal.
Tim, is it going to be prepared or troll bowl?
Prepared.
Great.
Prepared.
It's Tim Murray's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, Andy Cohen.
Oh!
I know I'm committing full career suicide right now. Thanks, Darcy. And half of you probably work for him, but I will die for the gay rebellion. Yes. He sits in a chair and says mean, quippy things about people. Why is he getting paid to do that job and not me?
Ah!
He didn't even go to UCB. Do you know who did scrape their way up from the improv scene?
30 seconds.
Kathy Griffin.
Wow.
Honey.
Wow.
She was paying $1,600 for a Groundlings class while his producer ass was at Bravo greenlighting the Real Ladies of Massage Envy or some shit.
15 seconds.
If I wanted to watch a gay guy be mean to women, I'd go to a Broadway Chorus Call, honey.
Oh! 5 seconds.
I never want to see another late night host who didn't scrape their way up from the comedy scene replace Andy Cohen with Wanda Sykes and watch what happens.
And give it up for this group tonight. It's Just Family, Sudi Green,
Fran Gillespie,
Dave Mazzoni,
Greta Titelman,
and Tim Murray.
Oh, bitch.
Now on Andy Cohen's bad list.
Oh,
Andy
my God.
Cohen's bad list, Tim Murray.
And we're going to bring up our next group, y'all.
This group is called Come
Mom,
Over.
I'm just hanging out.
Oh,
I messed that up. Come over.
Everyone, give it up for Jabuki Young White.
Jabuki!
Look at that.
And give it up for Allie Dixon.
Give it up for my girl, Janie Stoller.
Janie!
And give it up for Reed Bryce.
And give it up for Rekha Shankar. Come on, Rekha.
Come on, Rekha. All right,
come over. I'm just hanging out.
Come over. Chibuki, come over. We're just come hanging over. We're out. Just take the mic. Chibuki Young White, everybody.
Chibuki Young White.
What's it going to be? Pre-selected or troll ball?
I'm going to do pre-selected because I don't know any actors or actresses.
Okay, that's wise fair. Choice yeah. then, Chibuki.
I just like refer to everyone as like Olga from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
My thing.
Anagon. Anyway.
Anagon. Chibuki Young White, this is his I Don't Think So, Honey. All his right. time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey superhero movie.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think so. I'm sick of it. Honestly, I'm sick of it. Superhero movies are just a personality placeholder for white dudes who wear flannel until they get into IPA.
Oh!
That's all that shit is. That's all that shit is. I'm sick of it. It's boring. CGI makes me sleepy.
Oh.
It makes me fall asleep. People are starving and we spent millions of dollars to remove Henry Cavill's mustache.
30 seconds.
That shit is crazy. And I'm sick of all these people telling me like, no, actually this one is kind of like a sci-fi thriller comedy slapstick. Bitch, I don't care. I'm not gonna see it. And also like, we're getting a fucking Joker movie. Like Joker's
seconds.
Origin story is just some libertarian who didn't get enough upvotes on Reddit. That's like... literally all that is. And if you're
Five
one
seconds.
Of the people who cast these movies, I love superhero movies. I'm so into it. I think that we need a lot more queer representation in these movies.
And that's 1 minute.
Chibuki Young-White.
Chibuki Young-White, he loves those movies.
He loves them.
Take a meeting with Chibuki.
Come on, why not?
And now, here we go. Give it up for Allie Dixon.
Yes. Toss the jacket.
Okay. Toss it off. Toss it off.
This is personal.
Okay, it's personal. So I'm going to guess it's pre-selected.
Yeah, this is Allie Dixon. Pre-selected. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, and her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who don't like my fucking dog. Honey.
Turf war.
Okay, first of all, who hurt you? Second of all, how dare you, bitch? Why don't, instead of you fucking looking at your goddamn phone screen, you look at my dog's fucking perfect eyes, bitch? Okay? My dog has the spirit and grace of Sir Ian McKellen.
30 seconds.
And if you fucking hate my dog, you hate Sir Ian McKellen, and that is problematic, bitch, okay? All right, and I want to say right now, if you're like, oh, I'm so anti, oh, I'm a cat person, fuck you, grow the fuck up. If I wanted to live with somebody who didn't look me in the eyes and give me no physical affection, I'd go back to Boston with my family, honey, okay? Fuck you! And the last but not least.
5 seconds.
Can you stand on your hind legs and give a high five? Oh, you can? Well, guess what? My dog can too, and he's not bragging about it, bitch.
And that's 1 minute,
Allie Dixon.
Yeah, fuck you, Sooty Green. Who hurt you?
Sooty.
We don't like you anymore, Sooty. We don't
we
like
do
you.
We do like our next guest, yes. JD Stoller.
JD.
Wow.
JD. Oh my gosh.
Another veteran. What are we
another
thinking?
Another veteran. What are we doing?
We're leaning in, and we're doing Troll Ball. That's
lean
right.
In. I'm going to go to the
lean
bottom.
In,
everyone
bitch.
Knows the best is at the bottom, the heaviest.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Janie Stolar, your I Don't Think So, Honey troll bill topic is the song And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the song I'm Telling You I'm Not Going, because you're so hard to fucking sing and I always have to. When I'm in the car, at karaoke, at on dates, I need to sing that song and it's so hard. And for even good singers, I'm sure it's difficult, right?
It's so hard. Even good singers.
It's hard.
Even good singers.
And the fact that the people who sing it, there's like a bar that's this high. We're talking Titus Burgess and like, yeah. You know, that cover.
Sure. We're talking Titus.
We're talking 30
seconds.
The Jennifers.
30 seconds.
And List, songs shouldn't be like that. Let Fergie have a try.
Yeah, let Fergie have a try.
She'd have fun with it. Come on, bitch. Fuck you, the song, And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going.
15 seconds.
Also, other songs, take note, have iconic lead-ins with other songs, and you have to sing probably like 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah.
The emotional arc is important, bitch.
Five seconds.
Bring it home.
Thank you.
And that's 1 minute. JD Starr. You know, it's actually rule of culture number 103. Let Fergie have a try.
And now, everyone, welcome Reed Bryce to the stage.
Yes, Reed. Reed, what's it gonna be?
Hey, Reed.
Do we know?
Well, when you told me how to pick out my topic, you were just like, do something that makes you feel really fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited. I pre-selected.
Okay, this is Reed Bryce's fun. I Don't Think So, Honey. Their time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey cops at Pride. I Don't Think So, Honey cops it, but I only have a minute. So let's just do cops at Pride. Okay. First of all, I don't know about you, but my idea of a perfect pride is not some fucked up reverse version of the Purge where the cops have to give us shit about you one time a year. And remember that part of Stonewall where the police came and knocked real politely at the door with flowers and condoms and candy? I don't think so, honey.
Yes.
Fuck. Oh, my God. And you, cisgender, ooh, rainbow capitalist, ooh, fagots.
Ah! Ooh, fagots.
Need to stop doing crunches and harassing
seconds.
Women out of gay bars.
Yes.
And maybe remember for a second that our revolution started with a police riot.
5 seconds.
But Reed, the cops are our pals now, and they defend us from bad guys who are violent and aggressive against the queer community. If that's true, give them this lead. It's a list of badge numbers.
Oh, and that's 1 minute! Reed Bryce, everybody!
Important, important.
Dropping truths.
Oh my God.
And now please welcome to the stage our good Judy Rekha Shankar.
She's family too from New York.
She's family. She's
we
family.
Know
she's
her
family.
From New York.
Hi. Rekha, what are we thinking? What are we thinking?
I'm pre-selected.
She's pre-selected.
Okay. This is Rekha Shankar's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. People who don't use cell phone cases. Okay? Do you think yourself a god? Do you think you are above dropping your phone on the concrete, on the train, in a pool, in the toilet, down an elevator shaft? You are not! You are scum like the rest of us, okay? You're dropping your phone all the fucking time. And if you're not,
30 seconds.
If you're one of those people that's like, I don't drop my phone, then you are the least liked among your friends. You are the anal fucker in your friend group that's got the pristine fucking black iPhone X that's like, I will
seconds.
Never drop this, and you are a pariah.
Oh.
So lose the fucking arrogance and be humble and get a
Five
fucking
seconds.
OtterBox, you assholes. I don't think so, honey.
And that's 1 minute. That's how you do it. Give it up for Come Over. I'm just hanging out.
Jabuki and White.
Allie Dixon.
Janie Stoller.
Reed Bryce.
And Rekha Shankar.
I love it.
Wow, that was a good one. That
Let's keep going along. This next group is Bowen's improv group from college. Seriously, they're all here. Give it up for Dangerbox Improv NYU. Haley Hepworth!
Yes! Billy Domino!
Mike Spence!
Andrew Farmer!
And Emily Schmidt!
Woo! Oh wow. My God!
This is very college.
Okay, we're getting a photo, but you call up the first person.
All right, here we go. We're getting a photo. Haley Hepworth to the mic! Haley, I'm so excited to see you.
I know. Ah. You look great.
Thank you. You look really good, too. Anyway, what are you doing?
What are we
thinking? Pre-selected or troll bowl, babe?
I'm going to do a pre-selected.
Okay.
Here we go. We respect.
This is Haley Hepworth. I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, the movie Tag. You're asking me to give a fat shit about Jeremy Renner? I don't think so, honey. Your movie is about a group of straight male friends having fun together? That's not a premise, that's a threat. The cast of this This movie looks like an improv troupe from 2009.
30 seconds, slay!
This group of middle-aged bros think that if they cluster together in a phalanx of mediocrity, we won't notice how boring they all are, but we notice!
We notice.
15 seconds!
And I'm supposed to be fine with it because Isla Fisher is there in Fuck Me Heels and Hannibal Buress clearly has a mortgage to pay off?
I don't think so, honey!
5 seconds!
My money will be going to Chesil Beach this weekend!
Wow, Ailey Hepburn!
Her money will be going to Chesil Beach this weekend. Who knows what Chesil Beach is? Okay. Same.
Guys, please give it up for Billy Domino with a
Billy
notepad.
Billy Domino with a little, it's a vague statement
of allyship on his t-shirt. Wow. Would you buy this shirt? Honestly, honest to God, I would.
I would buy it. Open a merch store, Bill. Okay, so listen. Are we doing a pre-selected topic or the Troll Bowl?
I respect the Troll Bowl, but the moment you told me about this event, there was a truth that came to the top of my mind. Okay. It had to be.
Wow. We respect that as
this
well.
This is Billy Domino's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Just because I'm straight, I have to drive the big red fire truck, beep, beep. I know you're looking at me and saying, hey, there's a pile of het meat. Put him on top of the big flame wagon, honk, honk. And yeah, it's true. You do need a straight guy who's big, strong muscle bones to drive the big red fire truck, toot, toot. And sometimes I will drive the big red fire truck because it's my God-given right being straight, hot, and loud. Ew, ew, ew. But I don't think so, honey. Being forced to drive the big red fire truck every single day for a broom. Because sometimes I want to drive the train that goes to the factory, choo-choo. Sometimes I want to drive the plane that takes the sick kids to the mall in heaven, chirp-chirp. Sometimes I want to drive the army tank with the big guns because I have a straight-ass date with sports.
And I need
to impress Awuga. And I don't think so, honey, because what if you woke up one day and they said, hey, you're straight. It's the BRFT or nothing else. I am a strong, stupid, pussy-hugging machine put on this earth by that motherfucking Jehovah, not really. And I will drive whatever horse I want to, and not just the big red fire truck. I don't think so, honey. Beep, beep.
And that's
and 1 minute. Billy Domino, everybody.
You have infiltrated our space.
Oh. He is colonized. Our space has been colonized to let the record show.
By this irreverent straight humor. Anyway, okay. For more of that, everyone welcome Mike Spence!
Mike!
Also straight.
Very straight. An ally, though. A big ally.
Thank you!
Mike, what's it going to be? Trouble or pre-selected?
As a basic straight who doesn't know who celebrities are, I'm very sorry, but I'm going to go Trouble.
Oh!
Fake out.
Subversion! Very queer.
Make sure you have that while we get this.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
You'll know this person.
Michael Spence, your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is Kathy Bates. And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Kathy Bates. I heard the accent you did on American Horror Story, and it was strange at best. People said that it was very much like Baltimore, but a part of Baltimore that no one goes to. But I don't think so, honey, because if no one goes there, why do I have to hear it back to me?
Ah!
Keep that in your back roads where I don't have to hear it. And I don't think so, honey, Kathy Bates. You broke a man's legs once. We all remember it. We all saw it.
Yeah.
You had a big speech about hobbing. Three. Hobbling.
Yep.
Hobbling.
Yep, hobbling.
Good. And I don't think so, honey, about that. Circling back around to that Baltimore accent. Not going to give that one up, honey. You want me to, but I won't. I have a very hard time thinking so, honey, that you just went to Baltimore, went to a cheesesteak place, and heard a hoagie, and you were like, oh, I'm going to center a character around that.
5 seconds.
I don't think so, honey, Kathy Bates. That's not how we work.
And that's 1 minute. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Mike Spence.
You read her for the only readable thing, really.
Really, Chief, he found it.
It's the only bad thing she's ever done.
To heavily reference a Ryan Murphy work is commendable.
It's very queer. Very queer of you.
Ally. And next up, we have Andrew Farmer.
Andrew Farmer, hello. Okay, so
I was straight in college, but now I straight up have a husband.
Yes, it's true. Made it all the way through NYU, very straight, and now husband.
There you go.
So what are we thinking, Andrew? You're full of surprises.
Here's the thing. I'm very tempted to do the bowl, but I'm literally quaking with fear over my pre-selected thing because I feel like it's going to end some friendships.
Okay, good. Oh, I want that then. All right.
You can't not do it.
We want that. We want to get real messy. Yeah. All right, so Andrew Farmer, your I Don't Think So Honey time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey Halo Top ice cream. No, 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 honey. This is not the dessert God wanted for us. Halo Top tastes like soft serve bottomed for a ghost and took a dry shit. Halo Top tastes like Baskin Robbins drank the wrong grail at the end of Indiana Jones. Halo Top is like a daddy-daughter dance. It's sweet, I guess, but don't think too much about it because it's actually super fucked up.
30 seconds!
Listen, I am a gay man who is trying to lower my blood pressure. I should love Halo Top ice cream. I have tried, God knows, but I don't because I am also a full-figured bear, honey, and I need a real dessert. And to end up, I'm going to borrow a line from Angels in America, Gay Fantasia on National Themes.
Wow.
Halo Top is a sin, and it is killing us both.
And that's 1 minute, Andrew Farmer. Halo Top is a sin, and it's killing us both. It's actually rule of culture number 8. Halo Top is a sin, and it's killing us both.
Tony.
And now, it's Emily Schmidt!
Another cast, statement
wait,
shirt.
Show them the shirt.
Cast Joan Cusack Moore. Yeah.
Obviously.
100%.
Obviously.
Thank you so
obviously.
Much.
I shouldn't have to demand it.
No, you shouldn't.
Emily, right. I know you've been torn for a while. What's it going
to
be?
Well, I was going to do male ejaculate. But I think my mom's going to listen to the podcast,
sure.
So I'm going to go Trollbowl.
Trollbowl! Yeah. Great. Oh, wow. Your topic is male ejaculate. No, I'm just kidding. Your topic for Trollbowl, I Don't Think So, Honey, is
Paul McCartney.
Oh.
And your time starts now.
Okay, I don't think so, honey, Paul McCartney. You have the gall to live. Are you kidding me? The best ones died, okay? So take a note and follow suit. All right, I don't think so, honey, Paul McCartney. You started another band? How dare you? Wings? What, do you just look at things you see around you and you're like, that's a band? No, I don't think so, honey. Your face is really alarming
seconds.
To me at this time because it has fallen and then sucked back in a way that's really hard to look at. I don't think so, honey, Paul McCartney. You had a daughter who's into fashion. How original from the whole damn family. I don't think
15
so, honey,
seconds.
Paul McCartney. You know what? I don't even like the Beatles, if I'm being really honest.
Me neither, bitch.
Okay?
Me neither, bitch.
Honestly,
five
I think
seconds.
It was right place, right time for all four of you.
Wow!
Standing O for that. Standing O. Give it up for Danger Box Improv NYU.
And
Haley
that's why, you know, Billy Domino.
Mike Spence.
Andrew Farmer.
And Emily Schmidt.
NYU, they put out amazing talent.
Oh, sure. Wow.
We have one more group. Here we go. Give it up for Excess, honey, Excess.
Please welcome Ira Madison III.
Give it up for Charles Rogers.
Yes, and his other half, Jordan Firstman.
Jordan Firstman. Give it up for Teresa Lee.
And finally, please welcome Daniel Webb.
Daniel Webb, come on out here, bitch.
Oh, come on, bitch. Serve the love.
Toyota Lopez
Toyota.
Is in the building. All right, here we go. Ira Madison III, come to the mic.
Please take the dais, take the mic.
Here we go.
Can I say?
Yes.
My I don't think so, honey, should be that it's so hot, I had to turn my jacket into a fucking cape. I feel like Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
But Aretha doesn't want the AC.
Diva.
Aretha doesn't want the AC.
Aretha doesn't want the AC.
This is how she wants it.
You know, Aretha doesn't allow AC at the concerts because it's not good for the voice and everyone else suffers, but everyone deals with that because she's fucking Aretha Franklin.
She's Aretha. Ira.
I'm loving this. This is just like a conversation, a kiki between us.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, okay. Do you want to do a Trollbowl or a pre-selected topic?
Oh, you know I'm doing the Trollbowl.
Ah! He stared into my eyes. Okay, Trollbowl. I pick it for you. Go over there.
All right.
Oh my God. Okay, here we go.
This is...
Okay, bitch. This is going to be good. All right, Ira Madison III. Your I Don't Think So Honey Troll Bowl topic is Salma Hayek.
And your time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, Salma Hayek. Because I want to say something about your fucking From Dusk Till Dawn movie. Wasn't that good? Wasn't a good vampire movie. I don't care for Robert Rodriguez or Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, he doesn't care for them.
I want to say that I prefer Penelope Cruz, but that's racist. So I'm not going to say it, but Selma Hayek, you know what, Selma, I prefer?
30
seconds. Selma Montgomery. Selma Hayek could never be a city where people march to get civil rights for black people. Selma Hayek could never be a film directed by Ava DuVernay.
15 seconds.
Selma Hayek could never be a... different way to spell Salem, Massachusetts, where we burn witches.
5 seconds,
I don't
bitch.
Think so, honey. You're not a witch, bitch.
And that's 1 minute. Ira Madison III. Yes.
Brilliant. Way
a
to
holistic,
go.
Holistic,
you
I don't think so,
you read her for filth.
And
now
we have
Charles Rogers.
Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
Hi.
What are you thinking?
Well, I've pre-selected Trollball.
All right, here we go, diving in. All right, Charles Rogers, let's see here. Okay.
Okay.
Your I Don't Think So, Honey Troll Bowl topic is Katie Couric.
I don't think so, Katie Couric. You're fucking insane. Your behavior is so straightforward, bitch. What are you hiding? You want to be well-adjusted? Guess what? We see through that. You're manic depressive, bitch. You need to take your pills because you're collected on screen. Guess what? We all know you're screaming off screen. Katie Couric, you probably don't know how to drive, and you were born in the suburbs, girl.
30 seconds.
Katie Couric, what? We don't know a single thing about you, or do we? Who knows? Who knows? Why are you hiding from us, Katie Couric? Why are you hiding personal lifestyle choices? You need to be put on flashcards in high schools, bitch, so the teachers can teach about you.
Wow.
Katie Couric. Come over more often. I don't think so, honey. Katie Couric.
5 seconds. Come
on. Oh,
hard.
Shit. Katie Couric, thank you.
That's 1 minute.
Katie Couric, thank you. You've done a lot of important things.
You have.
The Sarah Palin interview was a very important.
And give it up for Charles Rogers, everybody.
Brave.
And please welcome Jordan Firstman.
Hi.
Jordan.
Yay. All Wasn't right. my boyfriend so good? Does that humanize me? Are you on my side now?
Yeah. Jordan, are you doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I'm not trying to be a bitch, but I'm pre-selected.
Okay. This is Jordan Firstman's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, people who are not in the industry. I hate you. I hate all of you. I never want to meet a single non-industry person ever again in my life. Every time I go to a party, I am using my industry skills to pretend that I care about you.
Wow.
But I don't. I met a surgeon at a party, and he saves lives, but bitch, he has never sold a half-hour comedy. He has never even pitched one.
30 seconds.
Bitch, if you cannot help me, stay the fuck away from me. I don't think so, honey, non-industry people. I don't care about real people.
Me neither.
I don't want to see another movie about real people.
Please.
Florida
15
Project. I don't want to hear another podcast about real people. My favorite movie is the Hollywood Reporter Actors Roundtable.
Yeah!
I do not
seconds.
Fucking think so, honey, you fucking non-industry fools.
And that's 1 minute.
Jordan, oh my Firstman, God!
Coastal
Hollywood
Elite.
Reporter, actress roundtable, probably starring Amy Adams every year.
Yes,
and she's always the least compelling. I love you, but you can't
but
talk
she's
as a person.
So good. She's so good. She's so good.
So good, though.
Please give it up for Teresa Lee.
Yes. Oh, this is a good
Teresa,
top.
Teresa, come through.
Come through. All right, so Teresa, are we doing a pre-selected topic or the troll bowl?
I'm going to do pre-selected.
Okay.
This is Teresa Lee's I Don't Think So, Honey. Her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson getting engaged.
You've been dating for 24 days and you're engaged. I don't think so, honey. Also, what is your secret? I don't think so, honey. 24 days is not enough time to fall in love. It takes me 3 to 6 months to get a guy to come. Trust takes time. 24 days is not even a full menstrual cycle. Ariana Grande has not even shed her uterine lining since the last time Mac Miller has been inside her.
30 seconds!
You guys did mushrooms together? Of course you fell in love. Everybody who does mushrooms together falls in love. I did mushrooms and for a moment I loved myself. I don't think so, honey. You are setting unrealistic expectations for the rest of us.
50
also,
seconds.
Setting unrealistic expectations for male comedians? Male comics who don't have a credit card now expect that they can land
Five.
An international icon. Even Mariah couldn't keep her comedian man. I don't think so.
That's 1 minute.
1 minute. Wow. Fantastic.
Ariana and Peter engaged. That means anything is possible.
Anything is possible. And now please welcome in her garment,
Daniel Webb. Yes. Oh, I love it.
We love it. We love it, Daniel.
So, Daniel Webb, are we doing a pre-selected
topic? We're good.
Oh, no.
I think you've got it.
Just stick it in.
Okay. Let's see. We just connect the nodes, the electrodes together.
It should there be a simple Bo and Yang, everyone.
Can you suck it up? I
love Daniel, it. What's it going to be? Pre-selected or trouble?
Can you see my tuck? Oh, pre-selected.
Great.
Okay. That's me. Hi.
All right. And Daniel Webb, your I don't think so, honey, time begins now.
I don't think so, honey. Jennifer Lopez. Is she here? That's right. If Selena had never been murdered, we would not have Selena. Can you imagine the part of a Tejana played by a Puerto Rican? I don't think so, honey. Are you nuts? If it weren't for Selena being murdered, Jennifer Lopez would still be cleaning Rosie Perez's toilets. That's an old joke. Are you kidding me? Mayo, we stay Jennifer Lopez. Tui, tus nalgas planas pueden ir al infierno si piensas puedes tocar la corona de la reina de Dana y la reina de todos los hijos de todos los de Corpus Christi. Para reya, y'all. Are you serious? Vete al infierno de Hollywood, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the block, donde puedes tener sexo grosso. Sexo grosso con Ben Affleck, Mark Antony, y Poof Daddy. Vete al infierno.
5 seconds.
Porque sin Selena no puedes hacer música. Si quieres pensar la mierda, existe esta música porque yo puedo lip sync también, bitch.
And that's 1 minute. Oh my God, I can't wait to figure out what that was.
Yo puedo lip sync.
Give it up for Excess, honey. Excess.
Iron Madison III. Charles Rogers.
Jordan Firstman.
Teresa Lee.
And Daniel Webb.
Bye.
Now, before we take a break, we have one more I Don't Think So, Honey, and we are proud to introduce this next I Don't Think So, Honey.
He is the newest recipient tonight of the prestigious Las Culturistas Icon Award.
This is our drag mother.
Please welcome to the stage, Guy Branum!
Embrace her.
Yes, touch this, touch all of this.
Touch all of that. Hi, Mom.
Hi. Guy, what's it gonna be?
Guy,
we love the floral.
You are the Las Culturistas Icon Award winner. How does it feel?
It's thrilling, it's chilling, it's exciting. When you came out of me, I never knew you could be so much.
Thank you.
So much.
Guy, what are we thinking? Trouble.
With just a gesture.
With a papal gesture.
We knew what he wanted with just a gesture. Okay, so Guy Branum, your I Don't Think So Honey Trouble topic is Jewel.
And your time starts now.
I Don't Think So Honey Jewel. Alaska. Are there women there? I don't think so. Jewel, what were you even doing in the 90s? We already had a perfectly good Joey Lauren Adams. We didn't need one with fucked up teeth. Hey, Jewel, remember that one Comedy Central roast you were at? Neither do I.
Well, you kind of do. 30 seconds.
Hey, Jewel, I don't want a narrative about how you lived in a van unless it's the part of an arc of a really good OnlyFans.
Oh, my God.
Deep cut.
Hey, Jewel, your hands are small, I know. Then why not integrate 15. Yourself into a perfectly good fisting relationship with a lesbian with, like, a pool in the Hollywood Hills who will take care of you? Because I'm pretty sure you've disappeared for the past 20 years.
5 seconds.
And that's not necessary. Jewel, why aren't you on The Four? It's got Meghan Trainor on it. They're clearly not discriminating. I don't think so, honey.
And that's Jewel. 1 minute. She should be on The Four. Guy Branum, everyone, the Las Culturistas Icon Award winner. We are now going to take a quick 10-minute intermission. Come back for 25 more I Don't Think So Honeys. We will see you in just 10 minutes.
See you.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.